Tickets White Elephant Day, Forced Host and Crew Chaos. Brought to you by Classic BMW. Here's Junior Richard Corby on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Tiny little fetus.
I thought I deleted that out of there.
2:21 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Daddy said, let's call
this is the
Cletus.
Midday show.
Don't interrupt Cletus, dramatics.
So Cletus,
of which I'm a fan of this shift.
I don't know.
Do you like getting off at 10 in the morning?
Kinda, well, I don't get out of here at 10 anymore.
Sure you do.
You got to like that.
He's got an assistant program director.
That's right.
There's a cutout.
Manage you clowns.
There's a cardboard cutout post 10 a.m.
He has to email the weekend schedule.
That's right.
He just puts a little cardboard cutout that sits down in his chair, and there's like a cigarette dangling out of it, so we all know, oh, hey, Rich. Oh, he's smoking. Let's leave him alone.
I don't smoke, sir.
How long's it been?
7.5 years. Is that good?
You should take it back up.
Didn't you have a relapse, though? Didn't you go to a NASCAR race and smoke one, and then you got disgusted? There was one moment.
I quit, like, right after Summer Bash of 03.
Yeah.
And then probably over the next 4 months, I had one here, one there. And then I hadn't smoked in a couple months when Donnie Baseball bummed me one in Tulsa, Oklahoma one night. On a
wrong football night game out. Or basketball game?
We were there for football, and it was the most disgusting thing I'd ever had. So
really?
Right there, I knew I'd won.
How'd you quit?
Quit smoking?
Yeah. Like, what did you do? Did you quit?
I quit smoking.
Yeah, but did you just say, I'm done?
I'm done.
And cold turkey? You didn't take any patches or pills or anything?
Quit.
That's pretty noble.
That's the night I took up heroin.
Yeah.
When he quit.
How's that going for you?
Great.
Good.
It's a lot of fun.
Look at me.
It's very underrated. All right. One thing that I did want to get into with either you and or Craig and Danny.
Craig.
Tonight is something that, what noise am I hearing?
Somebody is standing right outside the door here. We can't close the door all the way because the
oh, okay.
Go away.
Hush up
go
out there.
Somewhere else.
Reiner, shut up.
Is it Reiner?
Reiner's dead.
Yes.
Somebody was on the phone
when I'm
right
not doing
there.
When I'm not doing a shift with him, he's Reiner.
I think he's struggling today.
Probably.
Oh. Too many Crown and Cokes last night?
Amongst other things.
Was he out and about last night?
We'll deal with him in about 30 minutes.
Okay. All right.
Did you get some text from him last night or something?
Nope. Like I said, 30 minutes. Right.
There is one thing that's going on tonight that everybody goes through at one point or another. Up here, we simply call it the holiday party.
Ah, yes. That is tonight.
The Cumulus Media... You can run some music underneath this. The Cumulus Media Christmas Gathering is tonight at someplace I'd never heard of before.
Neither have I.
Is it a restaurant or a bar?
I think it's both.
Or is it like at a Target? Where is it?
It's not at a Target. It's at the bottom of a building... Where there's a bar and a restaurant or something. It's supposedly, according to the higher-ups here, a place that we were looking to occupy as our lease was running out here.
What building's it in?
I don't know.
Are you not supposed to stay?
I really don't know. I don't want to indict them either, even if I did know. But supposedly what happened was they were offering a very fair rent.
Right.
Like, we were looking at him going, wow, this could be a really good move. And the building was great and had space.
Multiple locations we were looking at.
For those who haven't heard, we are moving. We're moving to Victory Plaza, right across from Channel 8, down at the AAC.
In June.
So, this other building, though, that we're actually having this holiday party at, maybe they threw us that bone, like, hey, by the way, if you'd like, we'll give you this holiday party. You don't have to pay anything. Maybe that was part of the deal, and we accepted it.
And then we didn't move there.
Yeah, so. It's kind of like Cam Newton saying, "Yeah, sure, I'll go
to school for $180,000,
take the money and run." So anyway, supposedly what happened was is this place they wanted to come up and get a good look at us as well. Not
see,
only were they
see what kind of tenants were going to be occupying the place.
Oh, yeah. I know which building it is now.
Okay. And they stroll up here, and I don't know what month this was, but it sounds like it was sometime in the summer months, which lasted a little longer. This year. It stayed hot. And they notice that the majority of us, when instead of taking a left into sales, they took a right down here to programming.
See, no, they should have gone to see the professional people. Mm-hmm.
And those of us who work in programming, we tend to dress on the crappy side.
I like to say comfortable.
Okay. Where we probably... All of us, to a man, had on some sort of T-shirt.
A flip-flop was involved.
Shorts, cargo shorts, and flip-flops.
pretty much the standard issue around here.
Yeah. And
I miss those days, by the way.
Under the assumption... Oh, you can't do that anymore?
No, he's the assistant program director.
Look at me, man. I got dress shoes on, slacks.
He has to do Kat's bidding.
Sucks.
Wow.
I miss those days.
He has to pick up Kat's dry cleaning.
And droppings.
Mm-hmm. So don't make me late today, okay? He gets real angry.
So, anyway, they roll through here and take a look at us. Now, supposedly they have, like, high-end clients, you know, finance people and hedge funds and people like that that dress very well every day. And they see us, and they probably smelled us.
Yeah. Boy, I hope they didn't come up here between 3 and 7.
Oh, my God. Jeez. You got me smelling like rum wearing a Thin Lizzy t-shirt.
Rum.
They got the smoke monster sitting across from you. They're probably heavily bearded.
Oh, he was completely looking like Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, yeah. I was in full-on Galifianakis mode.
Then you've got sex offender Ty.
There's a really, really good chance that if they walked in there, it smelled like booze. If they walked in here, it smelled like booze.
Boy, and hopefully
farts.
They didn't
and farts.
Hopefully they didn't walk in the newsroom when Ty was pulling up his daily porn birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Last week, I was going to do that, but when I worked his shift one day, but he had sent it to Ryan's, and I pulled that up, and I was like, my God, IT must come down here every day when he goes to that website.
We don't have IT anymore.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't exist. No. We don't pay anybody to do anything.
Whoops.
So they walk through here and then send like a memo to Dan Bennett or whoever saying, thank you, but no thank you.
Yes.
You people are one step above a mule.
Homeless.
Yes.
So
I mean, they'd be better off putting us up in like a horse stable.
Right.
That's where they think we belong.
Hey, you know, if you're going to run your operation that way and you're really into the way things look and the way people look, then no, we're not for you.
No.
At all.
Mm-mm.
So anyway, but for whatever reason, we're having this party down there at this building.
Now, isn't it a restaurant that's maybe independent of the building?
I'm sure it is.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Okay. I don't know.
Be sure you don't wear your flip-flops to the party, though.
That'd be really funny if we all show up in flip-flops and pot t-shirts.
We haven't had one of these off-site ones in a while, have we?
That's the thing.
We haven't had
one haven't
at
all.
We
haven't had a party. They've all been up here.
9/11.
The power of saving cash.
9/11 is when it ended. Remember?
In honor of
no, because the radio industry took a total nosedive that year in revenue after 9/11.
Okay.
And we've never brought it back since, I don't think. Because I remember that in 2001, if I remember right, didn't we have a potluck up here at the station for our holiday party?
A potluck? Like people brought chicken and mashed potatoes?
Yeah,
yes.
I remember that.
Yes.
I don't even remember that.
I remember that. Because prior to that, we used to do things. We had
it
one at
sucked,
we had
too.
One at South Fork. We had one at the Belo Mansion.
I didn't go to South Fork.
South
Fork
was
either.
Awesome.
Was it really?
Yes.
Why didn't I go?
Open bar and food, and it was paid for, and it was free and fun.
Now, that's the thing about tonight.
We had the Hotel Intercontinental one year, which was pretty
decent. That was a long time ago. That was like 97, 98.
We had a casino night at that one, and they had an open bar. Because I know that I got a hotel room there that night.
Really?
Yes. Followell did, too.
Wow.
Those were the good old days, man. Nowadays, 5:30 on a Wednesday is a holiday party.
Right.
I'm trying to think if I was...
Chips.
Yeah.
Chips and salsa.
If I was working some old sales gal back then.
Sure
in the 90s.
You ran through about 8 of them.
Yeah. They're all gone, too.
Mm-hmm.
Or...
Sorry, STDs.
You got that one pregnant, didn't you?
Yeah, but, you know.
You got it taken care of, didn't you?
God.
Man, remember when you could just pay off girls?
No, I don't remember any of this. None of it. None of it. But now, here's when you know your holiday party has gone to crap, which I think ours has. And this is the reason that I will not be attending tonight. Because if you're throwing a company party that the company invites you to, you should not have to pay for anything. And I think we're getting one drink ticket and one taco ticket.
That's the whole point of getting everybody together.
And
because here's the thing. I don't know any of you.
Right.
You know, unless there's incentive.
Like free booze and food.
If there's incentive, then yes. I will come eat and drink and shake your hand and make your acquaintance. And it works. It's a two-way street here.
And is it,
and trust me, the people that don't know us, they don't care about us.
No. And there's never been a... And I think this has probably got to be this way for all radio businesses. Maybe a little more so down here. But, I mean, this might as well be segregation. You know,
yes.
Like we have our own water fountain, they have their own too.
Right.
And I'm talking about the black people. No, I'm talking about the salespeople.
Well, and also, this is not a plus one invite, right?
Oh, you can't even bring a date.
Oh, I don't, yeah, you're, no. There's no dates. You kidding me? That would cost an extra drink ticket.
Good God.
So I'm going to show up in a... corners can really backfire.
I'm going to show up in a ski mask and I'm bringing a pig.
On a leash?
Yes, a pig on a leash.
So I'm not going to go. And I know that a lot of people probably... Do you have to go?
Nobody has said anything to me. I hope I don't have to go because I got kids to pick up. Mm. I got a life to lead.
And it's early.
At 5:30 on a Wednesday. At 5:30 on a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday. 5:30.
What the hell am I going to do?
5:30. We don't normally get off the air till 7.
We
first
miss
off.
These things anyway because they always end at about 7:30.
Who starts a party at 5:30?
Oh, happy hour people.
I don't look, I'm not against happy hour like you, but if you're having a company party, start it at 7.
Yeah.
Don't start it at 5:30.
The drink tickets cost more at 7.
They might. Who knows?
You're probably right.
They're $5 then, not $3.50.
But, okay, let's show of hands here on this little programming show. Rich, you're not going.
No.
Me, I'm not going.
Not
Danny?
Not going.
Rick?
What?
Craig, are you going?
First I've heard of it.
Are you serious?
Really? He doesn't check his email. I think he's still on Cool
Link. So you going to go?
And so, no, I'm not going.
Is your email still craig@coollink.com?
No, it's juniormiller@mindspring.com. And I had a buddy the other day call me and he said, is your email address still at Mindspring? What is Mindspring?
What? I don't even know what it is.
It's old Earthlink. It used to be Earthlink or it used to be...
It was Mindspring.
Earthlink bought Cool Link and then it turned into Mindspring.
Yeah, there have been a few generations there.
You're
but
the only human being I know on Mindspring.
I know.
Stu Cedar, I think, still has a Prodigy email address.
I don't want to change it because do you know what a pain in the ass it is to change your
it's like
email address?
Your cell phone number. I changed mine, Craig, not too long ago, like within the last 2 years. From Hotmail to Gmail.
But you just kept your Hotmail address for people that already had it, and you just point it to your Gmail account.
That runs out, though. That little trick
Really?
Yeah, that runs out.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Well,
so now
because
I'm
you
just
haven't been
Gmail.
Activating your account?
Right, exactly. So now people probably send me, I probably get thousands every day.
No.
Mindspring is something you would hear in like a 1970s sci-fi movie.
Right.
They're working for Mindspring.
They're going down to the Mindspring. Grooves, are you going to go?
Nope. He's still got to work.
And I'd have to dress up.
Yes.
That's the thing.
By the way,
dress
it is
up?
Earthlink. If you go to mindspring.com, it takes you to earthlink.net.
So this is dress up?
Oh, this thing? Hell, I don't know. What are you asking me for?
You're in management.
You're in mid-level management.
Yes, you're supposed to know everything.
We've just confirmed that I am not attending. Do you think I've worried about the dress code?
You got a $30 a month pay raise.
Who told you?
That was part of the deal. We all got to find out what your salary was.
You know, nobody should go to this because bad things happen at company Christmas parties. You got people who work together all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then you add alcohol into the mix, and then things get said that shouldn't get said.
Yes. And then there's rooftop sex.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my wife's company still does the huge Christmas party at the hotel ballroom. Full sit-down dinner, open bar, and the only liquor is top-shelf liquor.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Wouldn't and employees, she work for?
Wouldn't they rather have a bonus than that?
They get bonuses at their company, too.
Who does she work for? Microsoft?
Mindspring?
No, not Mindspring. A company that works with, they do insurance and benefits as a third party.
Would you guys be willing to sweeten the pot that on January 1st, you're asked to give $25, each employee is, and you just totally forget about it, and that goes to the Christmas fund.
No.
And then you get to drink for free.
No. Not interested.
No way.
And I'd rather get a bonus, by the way, than have that.
You'd rather get a boner.
That too.
Oh, God. All right, coming up next, we all add up the number of women we've gotten pregnant up here.